Is this your first time? She looked at me through dark shades in a brown wig. It depends on what first we're talking about. I smiled as I moved closer in her direction. She seemed pleasant enough to converse with that I pulled out a cigarette to calm my nerves. Oh, we can't use those here. The lady smiled as she took the cigarette out of my hand and extinguished it with her shoe. Well, apparently we can't do anything here now, can we? I reached in my pocket to grab another stick when she slapped my hand hard. Apparently, you don't know why you are here. She pulled down her glasses, and all I could do was throw up. Intrigued? Want more? Then tell a friend and tune in to The Monster in Between this Sunday night, January 28th, on the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast. Welcome, creative souls, to the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast. I am your host, Kamani, aka the Adult Storyteller, creator of this lovely podcast, author of Shea Butter Rocks, and the upcoming novel, The Shogun. And yes, it is coming soon, you guys. Check it out on the website, tastoryteller.com. It is definitely coming soon. And if you're new here, welcome as well. I'm glad to have you. We have a short story that will be read tonight. Now, this is an ongoing project on Kindle Vella that I author. And if you've never heard anything about Kindle Vella, definitely look it up. It's an extension to Amazon, an extension to KDP if you're an author on there. This one's more episodic, so you can read little bits and pieces. It's definitely nice. So check it out there. There are a lot of authors on there as well. But check out our story there as well if you want to read about it. And as always, I would like for you to please grab your favorite drink, snuggle, and your comfy blanket, and let's enjoy the show. Let's jump in to The Monster in Between. I put my head into my hands. This line is massive, and I'm still waiting. But what am I waiting for? The last thing I remembered was running down the taller street in the rain. I forgot my umbrella at home, so I turned back to get it. It was dark out, but much darker than before because of the storm. I ran with my head down, watching the game on my phone. I mean, the series was almost over, and we were losing. Yes, losing. And I bet my entire check on that game. No more power for me if I don't get my cut. I remember telling myself sternly as I ran down the steps from my place. I lit a cigarette in hopes of it giving me wings to fly over the traffic. Can you imagine a 300-pound man flying over the taller street Friday traffic jam? That would have been a sight to see. But I was losing weight. I even ran early on Sundays through the park on the way to the cupcake shop. Yeah, I know. It was a dirty habit, but I was bound to break it. At least I was before I got hit by that fool of a driver. Knocked me clean into the windshield. Bam!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't believe I remember it, but it's like I don't, because at that time I was watching from over the car, just hanging from the sky. A nice woman asked me if I needed to go back. She said, "You're gonna miss your missus?" Then she winked at me. I thought she was crazy, so I just told her no. But then she grabbed me and handcuffed me good. My wrists began aching in those things. I yelled at her, "Hey, they hit me. Why don't you lock them up?" I was pointing wildly at the driver sitting on the hood of their car crying and yelling. But the lady just smirked and dragged me through the dark sky till my eyes burned and my lungs ached. And then I was dropped off here to this place, a big dark building with a long line longer than the old DMV, near my house during the renewal season. "Is this your first time?" She looked at me through dark shades and a brown wig. "Depends on what first we're talking about." I smiled as I moved closer in her direction. She seemed pleasant enough to converse with that I pulled out a cigarette to calm my nerves. "Oh, we can't use those here." The lady smiled as she took the cigarette out of my hand and extinguished it with her shoe. "Well, apparently we can't do anything here now, can we?" I reached in my pocket to grab another stick when she slapped my hand hard. "Apparently you don't know why you're here." She pulled down her glasses, and all I wanted to do was throw up. "What is wrong with your face, lady?" Sundry moved closer to Talora. "Your father's dagger can give the power to disappear and reappear as you please. I don't just want the dagger. I want to get one of the jewels hidden under the waters. They would not be able to see me, and I would be gone before sunset." "Come on, you've never wanted to hold the dagger?" Talora backed up closer toward the door. "You'll never get anywhere here without my help, Talora. Get on the list. Go to TASTORYTELLER.com, and that's TASTORYTELLER.com, and sign up for early release jewels, behind the scenes info, and more. See you there. I screamed as I stood and backed into the chair. I felt my stomach turning as I ran toward the bathroom sign, but I didn't make it. I puked all over the floor. The security was clearly irritated, but they didn't approach me to help me or scold me. As a matter of fact, no one came near me from the moment on. It's almost as if my fate was sealed, but I was the only one who did not know it. At this point, I didn't know what to do. I found a seat in the back and started looking around, like really, really looking. I mean, I initially thought I was dreaming. Like maybe I dreamed up the whole accident. Like for sure I just ate something too heavy for my body's taste, but no, the situation felt wrong. It felt real. "Carter, Michael Carter, please come to desk 11. I gathered myself together, stood to my feet. "Okay, great. I can still walk," I thought to myself as I shook off the feelings of despair. I looked up to find desk 11 in view of my seat. I began to walk slowly toward the desk, looking intensely at the people seated in the chairs. Everyone had on sunglasses and either wigs or large hats. There weren't any children in the seats, only older people around their middle ages. Was I the only normal person here? I sat down on the chair at desk 11 and waited on a person to come to the window. No one came. As I sat there, I began getting irritated. Oh, come on. I've been waiting here for hours, and when you finally call my name, there's no one here to greet me and get this ball rolling? I yelled at the window in front of me, but there was no one there to absorb my anger. At that very instant, I wished I would have just kept my mouth shut. The side doors opened and these huge beings, I can't begin to describe what they were, began heading my way. I got up and began running to the back doors. The doors were locked. The folks sitting in the chairs didn't even care to help as I screamed over and over for help. Help me, please, anyone, get me out of here. I ran in circles until one of the seated folks decided to stick their legs out and trip me up. Why, you little Carter, it's your time. Let's go. The intercom rang with the words I will never forget. When I looked up from where I was seated on the floor, they were on me, handcuffing me yet again. I couldn't see the face of the creatures, but at that point, I just closed my eyes and flung my arms and legs around, for I knew I wasn't winning this battle. One of the guards threw me clear over their shoulder, and that was that. I passed out immediately. So there you go. That was a snippet from The Monster in Between. If you would like to read our episodic saga, jump on over to Amazon Kindle Vella to read what happens next. The link is also going to be in the show notes. And if you like what you heard and you want to continue experiencing the adult bedtime stories for the Creative Soul podcast, please consider becoming a supporter today. Now, supporting the podcast is easy. You can choose to give a one-time donation through Buy Me a Coffee. If you're listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, you can give us a 5-star review. I'll definitely appreciate it. And if you become a monthly subscriber through Patreon, with this subscription, you'll receive behind-the-scenes clips, access to listening first parties, and more. Now, if you're listening on Spotify, there's also an ability to leave a review. Now, after the episode, you will see a question that says, what did you think about the episode here? Please let me know what you think. I'll definitely appreciate it. And again, all links will be provided in the show notes. Now, while you're on Patreon, take a look at the different tiers on there. There's definitely going to be a tier for you. Also, if you're a small business owner and would like to scale, we have a tier for you as well. We do have new merch that's available fresh off the block. Our I Listen to Adult Bedtime Stories t-shirts are available now. Now, that link will be in the show notes as well, and I'm sure you're tired of me saying that. So definitely check the show notes after the show. And I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Adult Listening Party, where we experience engaging short story samples, spicy poems, and inspiration. Your imagination depends on it. Good night, my creative souls. I'll see you the same time next Sunday. Have a good day. Bye-bye.